views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. I've been traveling around the globe and meeting some very cool people that are sharing life-transforming information. And these are visionaries and speakers, authors, energy movers. It's my pleasure today on the show. Usually what we do is we energetically shift people. Today's show is a little bit different. I have a very special guest on my show today. Her name is Deborah Rosman, and she's here to talk about the heart of resilience. Deborah Rosman is a psychologist and author of numerous books, including Heart Math's Transforming Series, with over 30 years of experience as a business executive and researcher of the psychology of consciousness. Deborah has written 8 books, including the award-winning Meditating with Children and the Transforming Series. Deborah Rosman is the CEO of HeartMath Inc. and was part of the technology company that developed and manufactured the M-Wave 2 and M-Wave Pro and Inner Balance for heart rhythm coherence feedback technologies. She serves on the Institute of HeartMath Scientific Advisory Board and Global Coherence Initiative Steering Committee and is a key spokesperson for the HeartMath system. Deborah Rosman will be at the New Earth Expo on October 3rd to and 4th, 2014. And you can reserve your seat at www.legendworksevents.com. Deborah, hello. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, I'm so delighted to be here, Colette.
It is like the information that you are sharing with everyone today is so, well, close to my heart. So I'm just going to, we want to talk about the resilience of the heart. And I would just love to, if people want to call in, you can call in to ask Deborah questions, 1-800-930-2819. As I said, we won't be clearing energy with another practitioner as we usually do on the show. We're just going to enjoy your wonderful information, and I know you have so much to share, so I'm just going to turn it over to you here.
Well, thank you.
I love that, you're talking about resilience of the heart and about how it's your heart is a power reservoir of energy that is, that you can use for dynamic change. And what I love is how you say you can do it with grace and ease. That's
right.
Really beautiful. How is this possible? Explain this to us.
Well, it's wonderful new research that is confirming, when we talk about the shift, and I love you using the terms the energetic shift, we talk about that too. And we have a saying, one of our taglines is a change of heart changes everything.
I love it.
That's a big shift. And so we see the shift the world is going through right now on many different levels. And it truly is a shift to the heart. Because without the qualities and the values that we find deep in our heart of grace and ease and love and kindness, patience, tolerance, forgiveness, appreciation, compassion, what all religions and all spiritual teachers have talked about are the real core values of the heart, we found in research that when we adopt those attitudes and feelings genuinely, when we really make the heartfelt effort and I'm going to be using those metaphors, which aren't really metaphors, but we actually put our heart into it to be that kind person, or to shift from judgment to compassion, or at least to neutral. We make those heart-based shifts. Our actual whole body changes. Our heart rate variability, or the rate of our heart rhythm, the way that our heart rate beats, each beat-to-beat rhythm, actually changes. And we move into a state of heart-brain-nervous system alignment where the immune response, the hormonal system, all come into greater balance. And we have more access to our intuition. So these deep core attitudes and feelings or values of the heart are actually the driver of intuition, of larger, higher self perspectives, and of human enlightenment, a human awakening. And at every single level, we can actually reset ourselves from the heart. And there's research now that is supporting what we've always known inside. So we help everybody go right to the heart of the matter and have simple tools and techniques that are being used all over the world in all sorts of situations, from hospitals to emergency rooms to schools to corporations to executive boardrooms, for people to, they call it get in sync, get aligned, get coherent. We call it shift to the heart and actually adopt a heart-based attitude collectively and watch the perceptions and the conversation change.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, when you think about the actual heartbeat, when you get in connection with it, it's, you know, your heart, it's like an expansion and contraction that the entire universe is doing. And so it's so beautiful that human beings are, you know, we're basically expanding and accelerating along with the universe right now. And what you were speaking about is this big shift that people are going through. What are you finding when you speak with people?
Well, we speak with a lot of people, and when we say HeartMath's been in the trenches really for the last 15 years since our research began, because we have all sorts of training programs and practical applications in our technology that help people get in sync and reboot themselves quickly right in the moment of stress. And what we're finding, I don't care if someone's a 30-year meditator or just somebody caught up in the world of disease and crisis, people are experiencing more and more out of sync, out of rhythm experiences, more stress. And part of it is the incoming energies on the planet. You know, our emotional system has to adjust to it. Our nervous system has to adjust to it. So if we can learn how to self-soothe and realign those systems to open to the new energies on a higher level, and also how to prevent as much stress reaction and be able to reboot when we get triggered, because we will, quicker, then we build resilience. And that's really what people are wanting. People everywhere are stressed out of their minds. That's the term they use.
We are going for a quick break now. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my special guest today, Deborah Rosman. When we return, we have a caller that has a question to ask, and we'll continue to talk about the resilience of the heart and make some more shift happen.
Just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow, yeah.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
We are back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Deborah Rosman. Before we continue, Deborah, would you mind just sharing your contact information with our audience?
People can reach, well, first of all, our website is www.heartmath.org. And you can, there's a lot of free services there. You can learn about the HeartMath research. And if you want to reach me, just email info@heartmath.org and they'll get it to me.
Cool. And I just wanted to mention that Deborah is going to be at the New Earth Expo on October 3rd and 4th, 2014, here in Calgary. Well, not here in Calgary, I'm in Kelowna, but here in Canada in Calgary. And you can reserve your seats at www.legendworksevents.com. And I know, Deborah, you were on the break, you were telling me about how Calgary has adopted a lot of the HeartMath Institute information to use in their systems in the hospital. Just share that with us for a quick moment here.
Yes, it's absolutely amazing. I really have to honor Calgary and the whole Alberta health system. They were recognizing that the hospital staff, especially the nurses, have this tremendous stress trying to take care of so many patients. And that's true throughout the United States, too. Nurse stress is probably one of the highest occupational hazards and highest healthcare costs here in the U.S. But Calgary had funding to be able to research what is the best resilience building program. that has science behind it and has been validated. And so they have been bringing in HeartMath and training nurse trainers in HeartMath's personal resilience mentoring and resilience advantage training programs and having phenomenal results in the hospital. And they're going to be, and they're offering it to the community, the nurse trainers, for the people who've been affected by the flooding and just the people, you know, who need extra help for the health issues or just the emotional issues they're going through. So I really honor the staff at the Calgary Hospital who've had this vision and are just seeing so much effects from it. In fact, it's being moved through the whole Alberta health system in the next coming year, you know, personal resilience mentoring, resilience training. And that's what I'm actually going to be sharing. What are the effective tools for any of us to use? I'm a 45-year meditator, very committed, and I really use these techniques and tools to handle the shifting energies of these times and reset myself throughout the day to build my resilience reservoir. I may not use that language when I'm working with hospitals or health professionals, but you don't have to. The HeartMath tools can apply to anyone without having to use spiritual language and anything like that. It's just about how you can get your heart and brain and nervous system in sync so you can perform better, feel better, heal better, do better.
That is so beautiful, and it's like, as I said, it's like very close to my heart, because the reason why I ended up in the energy field, so to speak, is because of my father when he was in the hospital and seeing that there was a need to address the whole well-being of the whole person. And this is just, I just think this is absolutely beautiful, and I'm so thrilled to hear that, you know, that Alberta is adopting this. It's a step in the right direction for everyone. We do have a caller on the line. We have Gail from Virginia, and we will just take her call, and she would like to ask you a question. So, Gail, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. What would you like to know?
I have this deep fear that I've had, for as long as I've known, and it hits me, and it's like I can't even get near it to find out what it is. It's just like it's partly electrical or something, and if there's any guidance or help for that.
Absolutely. I work with a lot of people from around the world. A lot of people right now, our hearts are opening as conscious beings, and a lot of people are feeling these underlying symptoms that you're speaking of. Deborah, would you like to address Gail?
Sure, yes. Well, like Colette's saying, as the heart opens, it does bring more up for clearing. You said you've had this all your life. The key is to what we call the soft heart, and that's like bringing the fear feeling when it happens, or just befriending it, accepting it, softening it, soothing it like you would a child that was afraid. And it takes a little tenderness, that intentional, to be able to just create that energetic field environment of softness around the fear. And that can begin to actually act like a salve or oil to the nervous system, you know, and also begin to guide you as to what might be underneath it or what direction you can take to get help with it. But the very first step, when you said you can't get near it, is just send it some heart energy, send it some compassion, send it like it's a part of you that you need to own. But it starts off by looking at it as a child in need and having that kind of compassion and soothing, caring energy for it. And that will start you on your road to the next step.
Gail?
Yeah, thank you.
What I also just wanted to say is that, you know, while Deborah was talking, I'm always sort of energetically picking up weaknesses and strengths in like situations. And so what I'm also getting for you is that while you're sleeping at night, a lot of times subconscious and unconscious mind are working really hard. And so if you just in the morning kind of get in touch with your heart and just allow yourself to clear, you know, what happened through the night while you were sleeping through your subconscious and unconscious mind, and just get in touch with that heart and feel your heartbeat. You know, you can actually even put your hand on your chest and feel that. It automatically calms people down. And so thank you so much, Gail and Deborah. I would like to move on here now and just talk to Deborah some more about some of the techniques and tools that you have put in place that are so effective. Can you share maybe with Gail and some of the other listeners here, you know, what some of these tools and techniques, simple ones, are that, you know, we can do to get in touch with this?
Sure. Well, the simplest tool, and believe me, it was very complex and it got crunched into or researched into what is the simplest way we can help people make the shift to this state of heart rhythm synchronization, heart rhythm coherence, that actually synchronizes the brain waves to the heart rhythm and the nervous system. And it's called, it's called quick coherence because when you're in this rhythm, it's very smooth and the heart rhythm is very orderly and smooth and flowing as the breath is. So it's a synchronization of the breath and the heartbeat rhythm, and then it entrains, because the heart is the most powerful beating electrical generator in the body, much more strong electromagnetic field in the brain or the gut or any other aspect of the body, and it's sort of the master pendulum. And as it gets into this rhythm, the rest of the body follows the drummer of the heart. And when you're out of sync and stressed, the rest of the body follows the distressed, out of sync rhythm of the heart. So quick coherence is how to move back into that coherent, synchronized rhythm in a very quick way. And it's simplicity. I love this definition of simplicity is crunched complexity.
That's awesome.
So it's very simple. Two steps. The first step is to focus the attention in the area of your heart and pretend like your breath is flowing in through that area and out through that area. We call this heart-focused breathing. So you keep your mental focus in the heart as you breathe in through the area of the heart and out through the area of the heart. And like Colette said, you can put your hand on your chest if it helps keep the attention there, because our attention tends to wander back up to our heads so fast. And breathe a little slower, a little deeper than normal, but easy and casual. So that first step is heart-focused breathing in through about a count of four or five or six, whatever's comfortable, and out through the same. And while you're doing that for a few breaths, I'm just going to explain what's happening in your nervous system. If we had you hooked up to a heart rate variability sensor, this is different than heart rate. Your heart rate is probably slowing, but the variability is what the picture looks like of your heart rate beat to beat to beat to beat. Is it going up, down? Is it smoothing out? And that's what our M-Wave and Inner Balance technology shows people, so you can see it in real time and refine your practice to get into this synchronized state. And your autonomic nervous system, your parasympathetic and sympathetic, are coming into not just balance, but entrainment, meaning they are entraining each other. And as that happens, it becomes easier to hold this heart-focused state.
Wow, that's amazing. Like, and what's so beautiful is the science behind it, to also show people. That's really important for the logical brain sometimes.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah.
The head has to understand in order to be willing to surrender to the heart.
We need to take another quick break. Time is flying by here. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back. 1-800-930-2819 if you have a question for Deborah. We'll be right back.
It was late last night. I was feeling something wasn't right. There was not another soul in sight. Only you.
on the cutting edge of the new mainstream. Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Why do the same thing over and over? Warwick Mall is located just 30 minutes from the state line, has more than 80 stores, easy highway access, and plenty of free parking. There's something for everyone at Warwick Mall. Fine restaurants like Buffalo Wild Wings, Not Your Average Joe's, Longhorn Steakhouse, and Red Robin, a carousel food court, 12-screen showcase cinemas, and more. WarwickMall.com for store listings, events, and directions.
There's something for everyone at Warwick Mall.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
You're so busy, running around like a chicken with your head cut off. How about a wonderful, relaxing, tranquil vacation on the most beautiful island in the world? Nothing but surf, sun, sand, great food and drink. Picturesque bluffs, hundreds of feet high, overlooking the ocean. We're talking about Block Island. New England Airlines will get you there in 12 minutes. You can spend the night or go for the day. Reservations can be made by calling 401-596-2460. New England Airlines, the only way to go.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Deborah Rosman here with me today, and we are talking about the resilience of the heart. Deborah, you were just sharing with us step one and how to get in connection with your heart, simple tools. Do you want to just elaborate on that? Step one, just finish it up and move on to step two.
Well, sure. Let's, now that we had a break and people, I don't know if they've been practicing during the break, but let's what we call reset, which is let go of whatever you're doing and shift back to the heart, the shift to the heart. And learning to do that at moment's notice really builds resilience and really helps you release stress and prevent stress accumulation. Get you out of the mind, too, which can just keep the running and running. So focus your attention in the area of the heart. Pretend like the breath is flowing in through the chest area, the area of the heart, out through the area of the heart. Breathe a little more slowly and a little more deeply than usual as you keep your mind and attention relaxed in the heart. And this is step one of the quick coherence technique to get your heart rhythms in that smooth, synchronized state so your whole body systems, alpha rhythms, nervous system, solar plexus rhythm, all the oscillating rhythms can come into harmony and synchronization with a smooth heart rhythm. Now the next step, step two, is to activate a positive emotion or feeling, meaning intentionally shift to a feeling as you continue the heart-focused breathing of gratitude, appreciation, deep care for someone or something in your life. So we're breathing in through the heart and out through the heart. Maybe we're being grateful for our pet or for a time in nature or for somebody that we cherish, where it's really easy to feel that flow of appreciation and gratitude. And as you do that, you'll start to feel your emotional system and your breathing system synchronize. And again, if we had you hooked up, you would see a nice, smooth, sine wave-like rhythm in the heart rate variability, which is called a coherent waveform. So that's what we call this quick coherence, and it helps mental clarity, so you're more mentally coherent, more present, more connected to your intuition, when you can get all these bodily systems in sync, and the heart is the activator. And this positive emotion, whether it's gratitude, genuine love, appreciation, care, genuine kindness, these heartfelt feelings are what enable you to sustain heart coherence and have it as a carryover effect into your next activities, whether it's a creative project or a conversation or answering an email. It creates flow. You're priming the pump to create flow in your day, or at least in your next segment of the day. And that is the simplest heart math tool, and one that we teach in the programs. And we have about four or five others that will help you access your intuition more through the heart for better guidance and decision making. And then the research behind that, and the research behind how this heart coherent rhythm affects the energetic field of others, people around you, families, workplaces, and how we can actually begin to utilize the energetic field of the heart to deepen our friendships, our relationships, deal with stress, and be able to actually get more connected to our life's purpose. So it's a multidimensional workshop that we'll be doing in Calgary, but this is the very first technique and the start of it.
It's absolutely beautiful. When you were speaking, I was getting in touch with when my daughters were born, you know, and that beautiful love when you look into their eyes for the first time. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy then to get in that flow of that feeling of love. We do have another caller on the mm-hmm. line, Shanna from Wyoming. So we're just going to take her call. And Shanna, are you there? Whoops.
Uh-huh.
I think we lost Shanna. I think she's in the heart zone. you know, it's funny how soft the energy just became. We'll see if we can get her back here. And in the meantime, you were telling me that heart math has had so many breakthroughs in research on the heart and the resilience and the health. Do you want to just inform us about that?
Yes, I mean, we have gone into organizations, hospital systems, a lot of hospital systems that we work with in the United States, and also companies and community service organizations and schools, where these organizations all are seeing the tremendous energy drain that conflict, stress, just the overload and overwhelm of too much to do is helping create disease and health problems and obesity and all the chronic diseases we're seeing. And they're drawing the connections. They're connecting the dots. And so they're wanting interventions that are scientifically validated and proven. And we've done for years pre and post assessments, norms and validated assessments before heart math training and then after. And after can be 6 weeks to 12 weeks, depending upon what we work out with the organization. And what we see are just tremendous changes through just a little bit of a practice, like 5 minutes a few times a day. And it gets even stronger results when people use the M-Wave or Inner Balance heart rhythm technology to actually see what's going on. That blows them away. And in our workshops, we do a demo from the stage of that. And we'll be doing that in Calgary at the expo too. But what happens is we see average within, I'd say, 6 to 9 weeks. This has been in over 13,000 people, 8,700 of which were healthcare workers. Those people who said that they were anxious, depressed, annoyed, often to always, or people who said that they had frequent headaches, sleeplessness, a lot of physical symptoms, gastrointestinal problems, you know, other aches and pains, We saw between a 40 to 60% reduction in that, in the people said they had those off and to always. So average 40% drop in anxiety, 60% drop in depression, 30% improvement in sleep, 40% drop in fatigue. These are phenomenal results over and over, and it's just because people are learning how to use the power and intuitive intelligence of the heart to resynchronize and reboot their system.
Yeah, that's absolutely, those are wonderful statistics, and it's so important because when, you know, you have loved ones in the hospital or in a situation where someone's ill and you have people around them that are calm and are in this space where they are able to project that back to their patients, it makes such a huge difference for not only the patient but for the entire family and also the families of the people that are working under these high stress conditions. So, you know, it's amazing. And, you know, I know that you're constantly, you know, working on new technologies and improving them. And what are some of the latest findings that you've come up with in the last while?
Sure. Well, exciting research that I find at all exciting, but this is about personal coherence. And we've been actually looking at social coherence, meaning if one person is practicing these tools, how they are affecting people around them. You know, there's an energetic transfer. You know, our thoughts and feelings and our heart rhythm pattern actually shows up in the brain waves of people standing nearby. So we're all affecting each other, and we all know that. But to actually see the research and see the graphs and see the brainwave patterns and the heart patterns, you go, oh, my God. And now we take on more energetic responsibility as we wake up for what we're feeding the field, as we call it, what we're putting out, as well as what we're taking in. And heart rhythm coherence practice, the quick coherence practice, the heart, other heart math tools help you actually transform the energy you're taking in into more heart-based energy through the heart. The heart is like a... You know, it's not just breathing in and out, helping you pump blood through the body and helping the lungs breathe in and out air. And it is actually cleansing and transforming as we get into harmony with it and we get to understand what we call the intelligence of the heart, heart intelligence.
This is so beautiful because every thought that we have, if we take responsibility for that, and I know a lot of people hear the word responsibility and they go, eek, but it's just your ability to respond to what's happening around you in a beautiful, calm way. We need to take another quick break here, but before we go to break, can you just share quickly your contact information with people again?
Mm-hmm. People can, excuse me, find resources and go to the website, www.heartmath.org. And if they want to reach me, they can contact me at info@heartmath.org, and it will get to me.
Awesome. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Think about your loving, the sunny evenings, the fun we used to share.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. My guest today is Deborah Rosman, and I also just wanted to share my contact information in case anyone wants to get in touch with me. You can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com if you're interested in the energetic upgrade seminars in Vancouver this coming September, and also in Germany and in October in England. You can reach me at energeticupgrade.com for more information about that, and social media, The Truth Is Funny with Colette on Twitter and Facebook. Deborah, we were just talking over the break about that you wanted to share like the latest findings that you have. I know you've been doing some work with Greg Braden. Please tell us about that.
Sure. Well, we talked about personal coherence. I basically barely mentioned, but gave a hint about social coherence and the power it has that we can take charge and affect our energetic field environment and protect ourselves from negative energy or incoherent energy. And the third thing is global coherence. And this is the big, big picture. And this is where Greg Braden is on the steering committee of the Global Coherence Initiative with me and a few others at HeartMath. And it's HeartMath's launching this initiative, a co-creative initiative for people to come together and put out this coherent heart wave, you know, measurable wave of heart, of love, the care, compassion into the global field environment. And we've also at HeartMath, through this Global Coherence Initiative, installing very sensitive magnetic field sensors at strategic locations throughout the planet. There's plans for 13 of them. We have four installed right now, one in Lithuania, one in Saudi Arabia, one in Boulder Creek, one in Canada, and one in New Zealand. That's five, actually. And there's seven more being planned. And what this is doing, these sensors are picking up changes or the data from the ionosphere and the Earth's geomagnetic field, from the core of the Earth. And what's interesting is that we know the resonances or the frequencies of the magnetic field emanating from the iron core are the same frequencies as the human heart cardiovascular rhythms, human and animal. And the frequencies in the ionosphere, the skin that surrounds the planet that protects us from the solar flares and rays and the solar winds, that is, those frequencies or resonances are vibrating at the same resonant rate as the human brain waves. So this is the heart and brain of Mother Earth. And the waves are coming out. And as we're putting out heart coherent rhythms, our hypothesis is that collectively, that laser power of the heart, coupling with the rhythms of the earth, can help really facilitate the shift of the planet to the higher dimensions, to the higher intention of this planetary shift, of more co-creative peace and harmony and stability, and create a field environment, an energetic field environment around the earth that can make it easier for others to connect with their heart and actually find the forgiveness, the compassion, the care, the kindness, the awakening of these heart-based qualities. Remember, are what create heart rhythm coherence. And we have M-Wave and Inner Balance to actually see what's happening so we can not fool ourselves that we're genuinely in that state and really improve that state. And then we can collectively, through our heart cloud on this technology, be able to do group coherence, collective coherence, and see the collective global score, and then be able to research whether it's having an impact on these fields through these magnetic field detectors. And right now, where the Global Coherence Initiative the live data is coming in, and you can see it live at www.geocoherence.org. And it's showing the changes in the Earth's magnetic fields, and what we're researching now is how those changes are affecting our emotions, our interconnectivity, how the solar flares, when they perturb the field, affect us, and why we wake up sometimes just grumpy and we don't know why, or anxiety and we don't know why, or we end up just having those days the mind just won't quiet and we don't know why, even though we've meditated for many years. I mean, we don't want to blame ourselves. We have to get over that. There's bigger things happening, and we have to have compassion for ourselves and reboot our rhythms to realign with an incredibly accelerated shift going on. And so that's the mission of the Global Coherence Initiative, is to see how these fields are affecting us. And we already know, it's in the literature, not just ours, that of all the body systems, these changes in the Earth's field most affect the human heart rhythm, heart rate variability. And that's why you see more strokes and more hospital admissions around the time of solar flares and, Earth changes. But the whole hypothesis, collectively, from our hearts, we can affect the field. And we want to measure that. And it doesn't take that many people for critical mass to be practicing intentionally with heart coherence that creates greater effectiveness to your intentions, gives you more ability to control your emotions, builds your resilience capacity so that the quality of the heart energy you're putting out keeps getting refined and empowered. And it doesn't take that many of us to really create this coupling with Mother Earth's fields to facilitate the shift. And that's what we want to research and test and are in the process of, and invite all of you to come join with us, and we'll be talking more about that power of the heart to change this world to a more heart-centered axis at the workshop.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. And, for those of you who are interested in Greg Braden's work and Deborah Rosman's work, I was back in October. Actually, Greg Braden was in Calgary giving a talk, and he was on the Truth is Funny. So if you want to go back through the archives, you can find that interview if you want to hear more about what he had to say about that also. It's such beautiful work that you're doing. And I love that it's backed by the science. It's not all woo-woo.
That's right. That's always been our intention, is to have it proven out before we put it out.
Yeah, it's because we need to have scientific proof to be able to, for a lot of people to be able to accept that. A lot of people can feel this happening, but it's a different thing to scientifically prove it. And right. for people to really get in touch with that and to satisfy, as I said, the logical mind, so that, you know, when the logical mind gets satisfied, then people are able to feel a lot more. I just wanted to mention, Deborah, thank you so much for being on The Truth is Funny. It's been such a pleasure connecting with you. And, you know, Deborah, this is a wonderful opportunity. If you're in Calgary and you want to see Deborah, you know, you actually can see her in person. I would be there for sure, but I'm going to be in Germany. otherwise, I would be there. This is an amazing opportunity to really, you know, spend some time with Deborah and really not only get the information, but actually feel it in person, the power of this and all the beautiful work that, you know, you are doing around the planet. It's amazing what you're doing. And so thank you so much for being on the show. Anyone that wants to get in touch with me, thetruthisfunny.com, Colette, or The Truth is Funny with Colette on Facebook. And also our energetic upgrade seminar is upcoming in Vancouver. We have free demos on September and September 11th. You can find that information on energeticupgrade.com. Any last words, Deborah? We've got like about 60 seconds.
My last words are just for people to have compassion for themselves. Sometimes that feels hard to do. And compassion for others. You aren't doing anything wrong, even though the old fear structures, survival structures, the vanities can come in and say, oh, you know, what did I do wrong? Why am I feeling this way? What happened? And we, mind starts to dig in and try to, and it just gets us more stressed. My message to you is, when you feel that, shift to the heart. Add some compassion to yourself and to others who may be going through something too. And that will bring in more of your intuition and guidance about the whole thing and more of your larger self and higher self picture. That's the shift. And
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Deborah. Thank you to everybody listening in. It was a pleasure. And we'll connect again next week on The Truth is Funny. And let's make some more shift happen.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Why do the same thing over and over? Warwick Mall is located just 30 minutes from the state line, has more than 80 stores, easy highway access, and plenty of free parking. There's something for everyone at Warwick Mall. Fine restaurants like Buffalo Wild Wings, Not Your Average Joe's, Longhorn Steakhouse, and Red Robin. A carousel food court, 12-screen showcase cinemas, and more. WarwickMall.com for store listings, events, and directions.
There's something for everyone at Warwick.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
You're so busy, running around like a chicken with your head cut off. How about a wonderful, relaxing, tranquil vacation on the most beautiful island in the world? Nothing but surf, sun, sand, great food and drink. Picturesque bluffs, hundreds of feet high overlooking the ocean. We're talking about Block Island. New England Airlines will get you there in 12 minutes. You can spend the night or go for the day. Reservations can be made by calling 401-596-2460. New England Airlines, the only way to go.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.